Welcome to W3W3 Talk Radio. You're listening to the internet radio show for discriminating listeners, for listeners who want to tune in when the time is right for them, 24/7.
That's right, Pat. W3W3 Internet Talk Radio is designed for the learning listener. It's all about helping every listener and his or her team build a better and personal professional life.
Today, our guest in our profiles of industry leaders is Paul Berberian, co-founder, president, and CEO of Raindance Communications. Raindance offers a wide range of web and audio conferencing services and tools.
You know, even though Paul suggested prior to this interview, people really aren't wondering this. I know they are, because we're out there in the community. They ask, what is Paul Berberian really like? What makes him tick? Why is he so successful? And Paul, it's a pleasure having you join us today.
Paul, what is your organization looking forward to in the coming year?
This year we are totally focused on executing the business model that we've set in place in 2001. We've achieved some milestones, getting the company profitable, increasing our market share in this fast-growing web conferencing market space. Raindance is just laser focused on just executing, excellent service and growing our business and, keep distancing ourselves from the competition.
Let's rewind a little and get a historical perspective on the experiences and the events that shaped your growth. Who was a very influential person in your earlier life, and what was the key point you learned from that influence?
The key person in my life was my father. He was an entrepreneur. He came to America when he was 30 years old. He didn't speak the language. He came from Beirut, Lebanon, and he had to learn English. And not only did he have to learn English, he had to learn a skill and then go into business and then become successful and have a family. So what I admired from my father the most, or what I learned from my father, actually I learned two things. One is perseverance. Incredible uphill challenges. His typical rags to riches story, came to America with $5 in his pocket. And the second lesson I learned from him is, the deal is what makes it. He got very excited about deals. So always look for the sweetness in a deal to help guide some of your decision making processes. And I've always admired that one quality, that he was always a solid negotiator and always looking to optimize situations that may not be optimal for other people. He'd always figure out a way to make it work.
Well, you seem to be carrying that through.
The perseverance part. Yeah.
So, what experience in your education or background influenced your values and beliefs the most?
I went to the Air Force Academy, graduated in 1989. Some people said, hey, do you regret going to the academy? I go, not for a second. It was an incredible turning point in my life. I learned a lot at the academy. What I learned more than anything was the ability how to handle multiple simultaneous challenges and still make it through and succeed. And that I think is a quality that any entrepreneur in business needs to have. You are going to be attacked. I shouldn't say attacked. You're going to have challenges from many different fronts: customer challenges, employee challenges, fundraising challenges, challenges trying to dedicate your time between home and work, and you have to balance all of these and move all of them forward in a positive direction. And the academy teaches you that between all the military, academic, athletic, and time pressures they put on you, you figure out how to balance all of that and move yourself forward.
Paul, you were mentioning challenges there, and is there one particular challenge that stands out that you had to learn to live with? In other words, you couldn't overcome it or outdo it, and is there a benefit there for our listeners?
I guess one of the challenges that maybe when younger in your career that you don't realize is just the challenge of dealing with people. I'm a difficult person to deal with, and I imagine everyone's difficult to deal with after some of my experiences. Everyone has unique goals, desires, aspirations. Trying to balance all of that and move your business together there's no perfect positioning there. Mm-hmm. There's no perfect solution. It's a constant optimization, constant working with individuals to help move everything forward. And so as I look at the challenge, early on I thought, oh, I'll just hook up with my friends, or I'll hook up with, you know, some smart people, and you'd never have to think about difference of opinions, different strategies, different desires in terms of what line of business they want to go into. So today, I'm learning to accept that and live with it and figure out how to work everyone so we all focus in on one direction.
Mm-hmm. Great challenge.
So focus might be the big point there.
Yeah, I think focus and getting people to stay focused, getting people to focus on one key mission.
And when you were talking about your education at the Air Force Academy, the challenges, did that come mostly in the form of people, or you also mentioned the time and...
Yeah, as a fourth classman, it was definitely people. It was the upperclassmen yelling at me.
Mm.
But as my time evolved through the academy, the primary challenge was not so much the people as it was the challenge of all the, you know, specific tasks in front of you. The academic work, you're saddled with seven classes simultaneously, a tremendous amount of military activity, a tremendous amount of athletic activity. You want to have a social life. You have to somehow put that in some priority queue. Sleep fits in there. So all of that...
Does it?
Yeah, it does typically have the lowest priority. Not anymore. Sleep actually has a higher priority for me. But maybe it's because I'm a little older.
Was there or is there a turning point in your career?
There's been several turning points, and I don't know if I've turned to the right point yet. But one of them that was very meaningful for me, both on a personal and professional basis, when I sold my last company, there was four of us there as principals, and we sold the company Link VTC to Frontier Communications, which had been acquired by Global Crossing. And we all know what's happened to Global Crossing, but at the time it was a good deal. And historically it's a good deal for me because it was...
Is that the $60 million deal?
What did you say, 16 or 60?
16.
16, that is the $16 million deal.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, if it was 60, it would be a real turning point. Yeah, that was a good time. I mean, we're 27, 28 years old, had this great success under our belt, got a real taste of what producing something, building a service that people desire, and then selling something of value to a larger entity, and really learning something from that experience. And it just gave me, and I'm sure all my partners there, the incredible desire to go into business again and try it again. And it gave you the confidence to take the next step and try to make something even bigger.
Well, now you've, not that, I know you would never feel that you've made it, but what I'd like you to do is give some advice to, with these challenging times that we've all been through and everything that's happened, give some advice to a struggling or a about-to-be entrepreneur.
I think any entrepreneur to be successful has to position their mind and their desires and then the business that they're trying to create in a framework of where the world is at today. 2-3 years ago, your desires, your dreams could be much grander. Your ambitions to go out and conquer the world and change the way people do a particular task or, you know, view a piece of content or communicate, you could change the world. You can't do that now, and you have to put everything back into reality as it exists in 2002. And the one thing that, you know, entrepreneurs have to realize is raising money is hard, and if you're fortunate to raise money, you better be incredibly aware of where that money's going, and be incredibly cash conscious. Really become frugal in the early stages of starting a business. You know, take a minimal or no salary, go in the cheapest office space you can get, buy used computers, use furniture, and really be frugal, because it sets a mindset and a discipline that as your company grows and succeeds, it will become part of your culture and you won't become extravagant and outspend your success.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like great advice.
Yeah.
What do you do, Paul, to bring a balance between your personal and your professional life?
I don't have one.
That seems to be...
I mean, that's the answer I have to give, because if my wife hears this, she would definitely say, there is no balance. One of the things I'm going to start trying to do is start planning vacations. It's very helpful to at least, you know, and plan them far enough in advance that, you know, it's January 1 and I know that June 3rd I'm going on vacation. and just get it on the calendar. Getting things on the calendar, specific chunks of time, will help create a balance. My wife has learned how to do that. She'll book specific times on my calendar to get that family time. And that's helpful. Being able to create a discipline where you work to your calendar, you honor your meetings during the course of the business day, honor your meetings at home. Get home by 7, have dinner. And I try to do that, but I'm probably not as good as I speak here on the radio.
Nice. Recently we asked John Stefanis of Cisco Systems that same question, and he said, you were asking the wrong person, but I promise I'm going to get better. So we're going to follow up on this. All we'll right. Check with your wife.
We'll see.
All right. Paul, what will your legacy be, and how do you want to be remembered? I know you're a young guy right now, but just think about that.
Well, my personal legacy would be my family. My business legacy, I'd like to be embodied in the attitudes of the people that happen to work for businesses that I've started or run or happen to be part of. And that is just a desire to create some value for somebody, bring them something that they've never had before, whether it's a new way of communicating or a new product or a new service, and add value to their day, whether it makes them more productive at work or gives them more free time so they can be with their family. That's how I want anything I do to be remembered. It's not about me, but about all the good things that we've done, and have that embodied in the people, because they're the one doing all the work.
Paul, we're looking forward to following your progress. Thank you for joining us today and sharing your personal story. We know this is going to be of great benefit to our listeners on W3W3.com.
Thank you.
This is Larry and Pat Nelson on the World Wide Web Radio Show. Check out our other learning channels on W3W3.com.